For the next 8 months, UNC Charlotte engineering and architecture students will be busy building the house. UNC Charlotte is one of only 20 teams to qualify for the competition. Sophomore Sean Lanier heads up the team's plumbing division. But it's the overall design that makes him confident.
Primarily because of three reasons. One, the geopolymer concrete. Two, the capillary design. And three, the design features that are built into the house, such as its modularity, its open space living, and its urban design.
The solar house is called Urban Eden. It's kind of boxy. Half of the three-room house is outdoors, and glass walls line the back of the rooms. It looks onto a spacious back porch, a vertical garden that provides privacy, a small pond, and waterproof furniture that easily moves outside. And of course, there are 36 solar panels on the top of the roof, because the house must be 100% solar powered. And all this for a price tag of $250,000 to $300,000.
Schedule's pretty crazy right now. Just trying to meet with everybody is probably the biggest time consumption.
Senior Jacob Whitmer says he's been spending about 20 hours a week working with the architecture students to design the technology behind the sliding solar panels on the top of the building. So it's not just about utilizing solar energy, but making sure everything is at maximum efficiency.
I'm working on the PV rack. It's the frame that's going to support all the solar panels, and it's going to translate across the roof to provide shade in the summertime, keep the house cool, and then in the wintertime it'll retract back and the sunlight will come and heat the house.
The team began construction on the house this week. Once assembled, they will then take it apart so they can ship it to Irvine, California. There, they'll have about a week to put the house back together again. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.